This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about bugging out. So if you look it up, bugging out, it's fleeing in a panic. Okay? It's leaving quickly, rapidly. And think about this. Class, think about, you know, when you've got five people in the house and you want to go shopping. You go, okay, tell you what, who wants to go shopping? All right, good, let's go. How long does it take you to get in the vehicle to leave once you decide, okay, we're all going shopping, let's go? How long does it take? Let's say that shopping adventure.
Small children, at least an hour.
that's not an exaggeration, is it? No, it really isn't. And the point is, everybody has to use the restroom, okay? And then as soon as the last person uses the restroom, the first person wants to use it again, okay? So we start that all over again.
Right.
And some are in the car, and then they get in the car and they're waiting, and then they get out of the car because they go, hey, where's everybody? And they come back in the house, and then you go back to the car, and it takes forever, okay? And that's going shopping. And that, you know, most people aren't thinking about, let's bring some water and let's bring some food and blankets and a can opener and some matches and let's bring a couple pellows. Let's bring all that. They're not thinking about that. All they're trying to do is get in the car and go. And it still takes an hour. So think about that and think about if you were to bug out, what it would take. And I mentioned on the air that I talked with John Stadtmiller, and my number is 1 in 1,000 is really paying attention and doing anything about preparedness. And that really is my number, 1 in 1,000. So how many people have actually had a little fire drill at their home? Well, okay, so what I'm saying is turn the power off over the weekend and see what it's like for 3 hours, you know, Friday night, starting at 6 o'clock. Just turn the circuit breakers off for those, don't shut off the power to the refrigerator or freezer, you know, medical devices. Don't do that. But shut the power off and then see what it's like living without electricity and see what it's like living in the dark. And then you'll wonder where the flashlight is. You go, geez, I can't believe it. Where is the flashlight? And how come the batteries are dead? And where are the other batteries? And how come they're dead? And where are the matches? Where are the candles? I mean, that kind of stuff happens. Then you go to open a can of beans because that's going to be dinner, cold beans, because your electric stove doesn't work, right, because you shut the breakers off to see what it's like without power. And then you find out that your electric can opener doesn't work. And you can't find the other can opener, you know, the manual one that you used to use.
Yep.
I'm looking at a lot of red bars here.
Red bars mean
I'm having trouble communicating. Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Well, here's the point. Yeah, I can. Here's the point, Gwyneth. So I've challenged people at seminars I've given to do exactly what I talked about. You know, Friday night, you know the power is going to go off at 6 o'clock. Why? Because you're going to shut it off. And just 3 hours with the family without electricity. And people say, yeah, great idea. Yeah, I'm in. I'll do it. Yep. Yep. And nobody does it. So they don't know what it's really going to be like. But they could turn it back on anytime they want. Okay, but they won't do it because it's too inconvenient. They're going to miss the ball game. They're going to miss the game shows. I don't know what they're going to miss, but they feel like they're going to miss so much, and they don't want to be inconvenienced, so they don't know what it's going to be like in an emergency. But they could. They could if they wanted to, but they don't want to. So how do you help people like that? The answer is you can't. You can't. I give up. I can talk about it, but, people show up at my house and say, listen, you were right. I should have paid attention. I'm going to say, yeah, you should have paid attention, and I can't help you because I don't have enough blankets for your family and your extended family and all your relatives, and I don't have enough food for all you guys. But you could have had enough if you paid attention. And what's the worst case, Gwyneth? The worst case is if you buy an extra can of, a case of beans, okay? An extra case of cans of beans, 12. The worst case is you're going to have to eat it.
Yep.
That's the worst case. So buy things that you like, that you will eat, that will store for a long time, that have some nutrition. You're not going to get a lot out of cans, but some nutrition. It'll keep you alive. Why not? What's so hard about that?
Mm-hmm.
And what's with this panic about water?
I'll tell you what, after substantial research into the topic, the best value, because if you're going to bug out, the other thing you've got to realize is everything you pack in the car is going to have weight, okay? And if you, especially if you're planning to cross an arid area, okay, you have to be aware that the more weight your car is carrying, the more fuel it's going to use. So cans of beans might be a good option if you are not expecting to be home for 2 weeks, let's say. But if you are planning on an extended bug out, the best option by far for a bug out food is brown rice, okay? Because I think that, when my husband was alive, he said, well, we had to do another bug out earlier on in my life. and he said, well, he had five children. Actually, he had seven children, six small children and one adult child. And he had me and he had himself, okay? And what happened was we had to bug out interstate on a journey. That one was about 1,500 kilometres. The most recent bug out was about 3,000 kilometres. But the first bug out was not across desert country. It was up the east coast of Australia. The thing you've got to realize is water weighs a lot, okay? If you're going into an arid region, you have to budget water for each person. And I would say a minimum of 3 litres per person per day, okay? That's an absolute survival minimum limit for going into an arid region. But if you're carrying cans of beans, they will have water in the beans, and it adds to the weight. If you are cooking brown rice, it's reasonably nourishing, okay? It provides calories and carbohydrates, okay? And you'll find that you'll be able to feed the family for at least several weeks from just one 10-kilogram bag of brown rice. And that's a really handy tip. That and some stock powders to make it palatable, oil or butter, and like I say, for vegetables, things that will keep, onions, carrots, and potatoes, especially. They're your best vegetable options, and I would probably add sweet potatoes to that list as well. You can do it, but it's best to take dried foods rather than canned foods if you're going to bug out for longer than 2 or 3 weeks at a stretch. Okay? That's just a handy tip. And don't be, you know, learn how to recognize edible roadkill and learn to get over your fussiness about it, if that makes sense. If you come across an animal who's been killed in the traffic and its eyes are still in good condition, okay, and it's early in the day, it means it was killed the night before and it's probably going to be edible. And that is a lot of meat. In the US, it will probably be a deer, okay? But even if it's something like a fox or a cougar or something like that, the leg joints especially, they are going to be edible, okay? Probably the only wild creatures in America that would not be edible would be things like wolverines and skunks. But most other wild creatures you'll find are edible. And I'm sure that anyone who lives in the Appalachians would be able to testify to that because that's apparently a large part of their meat diet up in that part of the continent. And they are apparently regularly in the habit of chucking roadkill deer onto the back of their truck. And you don't find much roadkill lying around in that part of the country. And it'll help to feed your dog as well. And your dog is a vital member of your team, as I've mentioned over and over and over and over again. But the dog needs to be fed as well. And you've got to remember it. And it'll pay you back in the loyalty, okay? But the thing is, it's don't expect to be clean and tidy, but do expect to be in order, okay? So you may not be bathing quite as regularly, but you should still maintain regular habits, okay, if that makes sense. So you get up in the morning, you go for your ablutions, you know, go and find a tree and bury your waste. Bury it. Because there's nothing more unpleasant when you're driving along in the countryside and you go to relieve yourself and you find that somebody else has been there before you and they haven't buried their waste. Okay? It's just disgusting. Take a stick with you or a shovel or something and just, you know, dig a hole. And, you know, you've got to maintain this sort of hygiene. It's not just for you. It's for everybody else as well because there are other people who use the road and you have to be considerate of the other road users, okay, and the people around you.
Yep, hold that thought.
I think we've got music coming.
Yeah, we do. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Glenn, if you're talking about water, and, you know, you can get dehydrated food and you can save some weight, but, yeah, you've got a problem with water and taking water with you and making sure you have enough. 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, 3 weeks without food. We all know about that. Okay. So how much does water weigh? Well, it weighs about 8 1/3 pounds per gallon. And what does that mean? So, class, I'm not advocating you use those red gasoline jugs to put water in. But I'm just trying to give you an idea of how much water weighs. They have blue water jugs that are very similar to the gasoline 5-gallon gas jugs, okay? But they're blue, and they're designed for just for potable water. Well, if you were to fill one of those with 5 gallons of water, it would weigh about 41, almost 42 pounds, 41.7 pounds. That's without the container. So you're looking at about 50 pounds for 5 gallons of water. 50 pounds for 5 gallons of water. That should explain how heavy water is. We have a trailer here on our farm. It holds about 300 gallons of water. It's stainless steel. It's a military surplus water buffalo. And we use that during drought situations. So if we need to bring water to the cows, we can bring this trailer. And it's only 300 gallons of water. Maybe 400. The point is, this thing uses 2 3/4-ton truck tires because it's so heavy with just 300 gallons of water. You know, with the trailer, we're talking about roughly 3,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, over 3,000 pounds with the trailer. We're talking about almost 4,000 pounds of trailer, tank, and 300 gallons of water. That's an enormous amount of weight. That means that the little trailer to hold this 300 gallons weighs more than most cars. It's only 300 gallons. A bathtub holds about 40 gallons.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share with our class how, you're absolutely right, water is really, really heavy.
Yeah. And that was one of our biggest problems because we had to ration the water really, really closely, okay, in order to, you know, just survive. And, you know, that was definitely, definitely, definitely a problem. And we found that there were all of the survival advice that you get in, like, the SAS Survival Handbook about being able to dig into a creek bed and get water from the bottom of a creek bed doesn't apply in arid regions, okay? it just doesn't. And if you do hit water, it's likely to be too salty to drink in an arid region, okay? And most of this advice does relate to being in an arid zone because most of our time was spent in outback Australia, which is dry, 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 and then more dry, okay? If you see a farmer's water tank, you can expect that that water tank is being monitored by a farmer with some form of firearm, probably a shotgun, and that, you know, that most of the water tanks in outback Australia, and I'm saying probably by extension in arid parts of the United States, are probably locked. And for the reason that farmers just get fed up with people, they probably wouldn't mind so much the occasional person coming and filling their tanks, but when people leave the taps running, that's a big offensive no-no, okay? And when we were traveling, there was a particular place that we stopped at. By the way, if there's tanks marked on the map, okay, water facilities or wells marked on the map, you cannot expect to get there and find that the tank will be full or that the pump on the well will be working or even that the well will still be functioning. Even if the map purports to have been printed just a few years previously, it ain't necessarily going to be so, okay? Yeah. At one point, we were on our journey, and there was a German tourist who was washing
plates. Hold that thought. We've got a couple seconds before the break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I guess that's my cue. Class tonight, the Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn tonight, September 12th. Dr. Joel Wallach will be there in Springfield, Missouri, on Glenstone, North Glenstone. Holiday Inn tonight, North Glenstone Avenue, Springfield, Missouri. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. And let's see. Yeah, September 12th. Okay. Gwyneth, you were talking about a tourist who was washing his plate at one of those water tanks. What happened?
That's right. Now, this water tank was almost empty, okay? the water was just dribbling out the bottom of it. And he used the last few dribbles that came out of the tap on this water tank, out of the faucet on this water tank, to wash his plates. And I stood there and I looked at him and waited until he finished. And I said, excuse me. And he said, yes. I said, are you aware that you live in, you are currently in the middle of one of the driest deserts on earth? Okay. That tank is almost empty. This was on the Nullarbor, okay, and which is a great desert, runs right across the southern half of Australia, all around the Great Australian Bight, okay. They have one of, it is quite literally up there with the Death Valley of being one of the driest deserts on earth. And this German tourist was washing his plates using the last dribbles of water from an almost empty water tank. And I said, see that there? You have got to be aware that that is probably the difference between life and death for somebody out there. Okay? And he said, oh, I'm very sorry. I was just washing my plates. And I said to him, listen, you can eat off a dirty plate. Your plates do not have to be clean. You can scrub a plate clean enough to eat off with the sand that's around you. It's sterile because it's so hot there. That sand gets baked and it's sterile. You can scrub a plate with it. And he says, oh, I'm very, very sorry. And I said, oh, I could have been really, really rude to this guy. I don't think I was from memory, but I remember I felt very, very angry because here I was in the queue waiting to fill our water bottles, which for us was a matter of life and death, and he was washing his plates in our drinking water. And he got into his vehicle. He had his partner with him, and I think that they continued on their journey fairly quickly. But what happened was we went to go and fill up our water bottles and they'd used up all the water. There was no more water coming out of the tap after that.
You're talking about carelessness? You're talking about carelessness and ignorance.
Carelessness and ignorance and lack of thought. Now, I said, oh, far out. I probably used a bit more, direct language than that. I can't use it on air. But what I said, listen, boys, we need a cup and we need a piece of string. And the boys went and they got a cup and they got a piece of string out of the vehicle. I tied the string to the cup handle, okay, and I climbed up to the top of the water tank to where the access manhole was. There was no manhole on the top of the tank, okay? What I mean is that there wasn't a cover on the manhole. The manhole was there, but there was no cover on it. I got the string, got the cup, and I let this cup down into the water because even if the faucet on the tank stops working, there will usually be around about 10 centimetres, 3 or 4 inches of water in the bottom of the tank, okay? And I kept letting the cup down and pulling it back up full of about half a cup of water each time and then passing the cup down to the boys and they had the water bottles on the ground. Okay, and they filled, that's how we filled up our water bottles, which were, oh gosh, I think about 4 20-litre, of the type of Frantel, Clear Springs, Fiji water, 20-litre water bottles. Okay, I'm sure you know the ones I mean. So we didn't have the blue commercial type. We had, empty Fiji water bottles of about 5 gallons, if that makes sense. And I think there was some 2.5 gallon ones there as well. But that was how we filled up our, you know, our water bottles. And that tip on its own could save your life. Keep a cup, a ceramic cup is best because it will actually sink, and a piece of string. And then, and preferably quite a long piece of string, you may be able to fit it down a well casing. You may be, and you'll certainly be able to fit it down the manhole of a, you know, of a water tank if you are in the same situation that we were in. But the thing is, it's about keeping your eyes open, your ears open, being as respectful as you can. But you must stand up for yourself and you must stand up for your own family, okay? Because your own clan is what matters the most, and you've got to keep your clan, your family, your team working together as a unit. And that means you've got to be gracious with one another. You have to be gracious with your team, but you also have to make sure that everybody pulls their weight. I emailed you a photo earlier. I know that you don't watch very many movies, but there's a movie out there called Pirates of the Caribbean. And the latest installment is called At World's End, and the main character, Jack Sparrow, finds himself on a ship in the middle of a desert. Don't ask how he got his ship into the middle of a desert. But it was him and about 40 other Jack Sparrows being the crew of the ship. And anyone who's seen that movie will get the joke immediately. If you don't get your team working together and doing their jobs, then you're going to be like Jack Sparrow. You're going to think, I need 40 of me here just to keep this place running. It's much better to allocate jobs to particular people according to their abilities and to say, listen, we all have to work together here as a team in order to get through. And to make sure that everybody pulls their weight, but also to be gracious with people, you know, without being a doormat either. And in that way, and it's an art. You know that, Vincent. I know that that's an area that you're particularly skilled in. But this is what true leadership is. It's not about hitting people over the head. It's not about being a thug or being a bully. It's about really getting a group of people to work together as a whole for the benefit of all. And if you can do that, then that's something pretty special. But anyway, that was what I found that I had to do as we were going across Australia. And we found that I found that particular members of the team were especially good at particular things. For one thing, my oldest son, Connor, he has a really, really good, sharp marksmanship eye. I discovered that he had a talent for knife throwing, which came in quite handy when we stopped at particular beach locations. He was actually able to throw a skinning knife or a fish gutting knife at a crab under the water and hit it, accounting for the refraction index and all the rest of it. And we ate more than one crab because of his knife throwing skill. I couldn't throw a knife with such accuracy. And I don't know where he learnt to do that, but I'm very glad that he did, because, like I say, it contributed to feeding us, certainly. You know, somebody else was good at something else, okay? You know, and we all operated by the end of the time as a team, And that's what you really, really have to do. And you being the grown-up, you being the leader of the team, it's your job to figure out what each person is best at and to allocate the tasks according to everybody's several abilities. Yeah. And
I agree with everything you've said. I mean, I keep thinking about this tourist who wasted the last little bit of water, and I'm afraid that in my current state of mind, where I am today, I would say to the guy, "Yo, shut that off now."
Yeah.
And then once he shut it off, then we talk about it. Like, tell you what, you know, I'm dying of thirst here, and so is my family. I'm going to need some water. And I know you want to wash those plates. So I'll tell you what. I'm going to tank up with something to drink so I don't die here. And then if there's any left, go ahead and wash your plates. But you've got to be miserly with that water. You've got to be frugal with that water. Because after us, there are going to be some other people dying of thirst. I'm afraid I would take that.
You would probably not be as patient as what I was.
No, I don't think so. Not my current frame of mind. No, I've seen too many stupid people in one place, and I've seen a lot of places. And I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with the ignorance, the arrogance, the stupidity, the carelessness of too many people. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take mine. You go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us, and if you'd like to contact her, her information is on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com, on the instructors tab. Gwyneth, I'm having a lot of difficulty with digital communications right now. So if I drop off, please continue, and then I'm going to call in with a telephone, the old, good old landline. So, Gwyneth, we were talking about water, and we were talking about how important it is and not wasting it, and maybe even a little bit of an aggressive attitude when you're in a life or death situation and there's carelessness with those in front of you wasting water. So I'm afraid I would take that position where I'd be pretty aggressive, probably offensive, and let the person know that we're not going to waste water because life hangs in the balance. And just because he got there first doesn't mean that his carelessness, I'm going to allow his carelessness to put my life or my family's life or the people behind me in danger. And I see it all the time. I see people on the roads. You know, the speed limit on Interstate 44 is 70 miles an hour. That's plenty. That's plenty. But I see people with trailers and people with pickup trucks and mostly people who have, they're in the construction business. They've got trucks with ladders hanging out and they're flying down the road. They've got to be doing 80, 85 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone. It's carelessness and I hate it. I hate people who are careless and reckless and unconcerned with anyone around them. I really do.
There is a very, very good reason to be polite, okay? Because you never really know the nature of the person next to you, okay? And when you're in such a situation, it's probably best to not make problems for yourself, especially if you are a woman traveling on her own with small children. Even if you've got a nice big dog with you. Now, that was the person in front of us in the queue. The person behind us in the queue pulled up Probably just as we were leaving, and it was probably a really, really good thing, because the fellow who pulled up behind us as we were leaving was a guy, I knew him, but it didn't quite click until we were actually on the road again, and my older son actually pointed it out to me and said, "Mum, do you know who that was who pulled up just as we were leaving?" And we'd spoken to him momentarily, and I said, "Oh my God, it was actually him." And do you know who? It was actually a particular Melbourne gangster who once tried to assassinate my husband. That's a really, really good reason to have ears wide open to the Holy Spirit and to move when he tells you to move, when you get that feeling, when I say when the Holy Spirit tells you to move, you know, that gut instinct that says, okay, it's time to go now. As it happened, at that time, he was heading west and we were heading east, okay? That was a very, very good thing because at one time in the past, that particular man did try to assassinate my husband because my husband was making a great deal of inroads into getting people off drugs in the poorer suburbs of Melbourne. And this particular man's stock in trade was drug dealing and drug trafficking. And I won't mention his name on air, but suffice to say that he's an extremely well-known Melbourne gangster. And he was very, very well known to my husband, and he was not friends with my husband at all. And that's a very good reason to not make a scene and to be polite, because you never know who that person is who's sitting next to you as you're traveling. I think this is the end of the broadcast, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, have we got another segment?
Gwyneth, thank you for staying up late.
That's quite all right.
This is it. Thank you for staying up late tonight in Australia. 7-hour time difference. I love broadcasting with you. You're a wealth of information. And you're gutsy. You're gutsy and courageous, and I don't think you take direction very well. Good for you.
I don't think
class,
any of us do.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.